This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado doctors are learning more about the long-term effects of COVID in children. Kids who develop shortness of breath after getting COVID show signs that their small airways have become more narrow. A new study looked at long COVID in kids. Lead author of that study is Dr. Nathan Rabinovich at National Jewish Health in Denver.
We seem to be seeing a pattern that these kids have constriction of their small airways and hyperinflation of the lungs, probably because of that constriction of the small airways.
The condition can limit daily activities and can also cause psychological symptoms. Colorado Parks and Wildlife believe wolves may have killed 21 calves at a ranch near Meeker. CPR Sam Brash reports it could be evidence of a previously unknown wolf pack.
Wildlife officials know about one pack living in Jackson County. But these kills, they occurred in the White River National Forest, about 100 miles to the south. Wildlife agents are now investigating. If wolves are responsible, a spokesman says it means the state likely has its second pack. Those animals would have migrated to the area all on their own. In 2020, voters approved a ballot initiative that requires the state to reintroduce wolves by the end of 2023, but no reintroductions have happened yet. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Students are returning to Colorado State University campuses in record numbers this fall. CSU Fort Collins has its largest entering class in history, 7% higher than last year. CSU Pueblo has the largest class of new first-year students in 4 years. This is CPR News and KRCC.